Welcome to the Stain Gang Podcast as we talk Midwestern State basketball with head coach John Trilli. I'm Pete Stein. Thanks for listening to the podcast. Midwestern State will be in action this weekend on the road at Oklahoma Christian to take on the Eagles at the John Payne Athletic Center on Saturday afternoon. But I just want to go back to last week when you started out the Lone Star Conference campaign 2-0, and I think you caught a lot of people's attention, and I think expectations are raised now a little bit.
Yeah, you know, anytime you can go 2-0 in conference to start it off, you're obviously always really, really excited about that. But the message to the team at the end of it was all we did was take care of our home court. You know, that's what you're supposed to do. So now we've got to go on the road this week, and we've got to go try to steal one on the road from somebody, which is something that we haven't been able to do yet this year. On to the next challenge for this group.
How do you take what you did at home last week and carry it on the road?
Well, obviously, you know, I think it started actually the week before. You know, we had a good showing against Dallas Christian with a really tough circumstance coming back from Colorado and having such a quick turnaround and the travel in between. And then you go and you play at Tarleton State and you have a really, really good showing there. And, you know, you lead for a majority of the game. And so the guys start to believe and see, you know, what this team can potentially be. And so they get excited and rejuvenated by that. And then it was just awesome to follow it up this week. And you go beat a really, really good Angelo State team at home. And you fight back from behind at halftime and come storming back and get the win in that game. And then you follow it up with a game where we led pretty much wire to wire against UT Permian Basin. So you can just kind of see the growth and the maturity in this group. But now we have to go do it away from DL League and Coliseum. So I'm really, really excited about that opportunity this week.
What did the team do well in those two conference wins? What do you think led to those victories?
I think the first night we did a great job of just kind of weathering the storm. When I went back and looked at that film, I felt like Angelo State made a lot of shots, especially in the first half. And you go into the locker room and you're down by 8 points, but not only did they make shots from three at a really, really high rate in that first half, but they also made two or three shots at the rim, got an and one or two that were really, really just tough plays, and you got to tip your hat to them. And so for our guys to maintain composure going into the locker room down by eight at halftime and to come out firing that way in the second half and to find a way to pull a win out against a really, really good quality opponent, loved seeing that. And then to back it up, you know, the following day on Friday, 2 days later, for us to play UT Permian Basin and jump out. I think we were up 16-2 early out the gate.
You pretty much picked up where you left off against Angelo State.
Yep. So that was really, really exciting for me to see, for them to come in with kind of a business-like approach and just to handle their business and keep them all at arm's bay. The one thing is I felt like we built a lead and then we just kind of played to maintain that lead rather than to build upon it. And so that's kind of another challenge that I have with these guys is we're still searching for a full 40 minutes. You know, you guys had a great 8 minutes and then they actually they were plus six after the first 8 minutes of the game. So they outscored you guys the last 32 minutes of that game. So, but those are the things that we're still working on and trying to get better. And I'm never going to get content. You know, you're going to find things to coach them up. You know, I actually heard a really good thing from Cignetti at Indiana about how he talks to his team. And he said, when we're down at halftime, I'm really calm. And then when we're up really big at halftime, I come in there and I just try to cause problems. And that's, you know, you're always, as a coach, you're always trying to find those things. So I thought that was a really, really good comment by him that I saw on social media this week. And it's kind of a similar approach to what we do here.
You've got Oklahoma Christian coming up. What challenges do they present for you?
They do a great job of taking care of the basketball. I think they're one of the better teams in the country at taking care of the ball. So with us, man, we like to get out in transition and push the tempo and push the pace. So, you know, our chaos has to be better than their discipline. So that's going to be a huge thing. And they do a really good job of getting fouled, very similar to UTPB. And we talked about that in the post-game deal. You know, they were 26 for 31 at the line. They made us pay. And that's why they were able to hang around the entire night. And so that's another area where we have to do a better job here of applying pressure but still being disciplined and showing our hands and guarding the basketball without fouling.
That sounds a lot easier said than done.
It is, especially when I ask them to fly around and take chances and take risks. I want them to take calculated risks where they don't put themselves in bad situations. And so, you know, there's always an adjustment phase and there's always things that we can clean up. And that's just kind of one of those areas that we've got to be better at this week when you're playing a really, really good Oklahoma Christian team.
How important has this week been, the fact that you had a week plus a day between games?
It's been big, but it's also been a challenge. You know, you're dealing with finals and everything this week, trying to get guys healthy and get their bodies are a little bit banged up. And so it's an opportunity where we had some time to get some guys that needed rest, some rest. But it was also a time for us to clean some stuff up and be smart about how we do it. And we don't have to come in and kill them every single day because we did have basically a full week to prepare for this game. So we just need to be fired up and be foaming at the mouth come Saturday.
And I would guess that the first part of the week you were focused on Midwestern State more than Oklahoma Christian.
Absolutely. It gave us 2 days where we could kind of lock in and clean some stuff up with what we want to do, especially like half-court offense and then just kind of some of those things we talked about defensively, guarding without fouling and being aggressive at the right time and the right areas on the floor. And then – you know, here these last 2 days, we've kind of been able to start focusing in on our opponent a little bit.
I always think there's an interesting dynamics in college sports because right now the Midwestern State men's soccer team is having such great success, and they've made it to the national semifinals. Does the men's basketball team get any motivation out of that or any inspiration?
I know I do, especially working right there across the hallway from Meacham. You know, I don't know how you couldn't. Anytime somebody is doing something that's so hard to do. They're one of the last four people in the country playing in their field. So that's really, really elite. So I hope the guys do. I know that we've been there throughout the season watching them and supporting them, and some of our guys do really, really enjoy it. I know Jake, our graduate assistant, he loves soccer.
He's from England.
Football.
Yeah, he calls it football.
Yep.
That's fine.
Yeah, so he's a big fan and supporter, and we're really, really excited for those guys. But I think it is inspiring anytime you see another program having success like that. I think that's something we all strive for.
You mentioned that you work across the hall from Michael Meacham, the head men's soccer coach here at Midwestern State. Any chance to interact with him or glean anything? Why is he having success at Midwestern State?
You know, I think he's just really consistent with who he is as a human being.
Oh, that's for sure. He doesn't change for anybody.
No, he doesn't. He doesn't change, and his program hasn't changed, and so there's a level of consistency there. And I think, you know, when your players start to feel that you're the same way year to year, day to day, drill to drill, and match to match, I just think it creates a calmness within the program. And they know what to expect from their leader, and so I think it just matriculates throughout the entire program.
Getting back to basketball, as you look at the LSC, is there anything that has surprised you or anything that's caught your attention here in the early part of the campaign?
Well, you know, we spoke in the preseason before this thing ever got started that there was going to be one or two teams that nobody really has on their radar. They're going to have a say-so, and you look up here in December, and we're one month in, and I think Western New Mexico is at like 8-1, you know, and so they're doing a great job out there, and they got a big win at St. Ed's, who was undefeated coming into the week. And
you'll be seeing them soon, right after the first of the year.
Absolutely, and so I just think that's Lone Star Conference basketball. I think it doesn't matter who your opponent is or what those preseason rankings are. Everything gets decided in between those lines throughout the course of the season, and, you know, they're just – you know, the most recent example of what any team is really capable of. I think top to bottom, this is as good as any conference in the country when it comes to men's basketball.
I do also want to mention, because we won't have a chance to do another podcast, before you go to San Antonio to play in the River City Classic, you'll see former LSC member Arkansas Ford Smith and also Pittsburgh State. What's the advantage to stepping back into non-conference action after already having begun conference play?
Well, I think those two opponents are really high-level opponents. I think Fort Smith is currently undefeated still going into this week. So you get to go play an opponent that may be in the top 25 by the time you see him. You can go play a game like that. If you can go get a win down in San Antonio on a neutral floor, that would be a great feather in our cap right here before the Christmas break. And then Pittsburgh State, I think they're 7-8-3, so – I think you're talking two quality opponents that can do nothing but get you prepared. And it's an opportunity where maybe we can get some guys some minutes that still need to grow and develop. Caden Jackson is a guy that I've been trying to find a way to get him involved again here, and all those young guys, and just kind of the back half of our roster. I think this team has to continue to stay ready. It's a long season, and you never know when you're going to need those guys. And so you're playing a non-conference game against a really quality opponent that could, you know, maybe one or two of those guys could step in and just swing a game or two. And they could do the same thing here as we get back into conference play. So it's an opportunity to do that.
It's going to be a little while before Midwestern State comes back home. They'll be at St. Mary's and at St. Edward's right after the first of the year. And then January 8th is the next home game for Midwestern State, as Lubbock Christian will be here. And then Eastern New Mexico will be here on the January 15th. So make your plans to be at D.L. Ligon Coliseum. It's a pretty nice little three-game homestand coming up starting January 8th. And as we found out last week, this is a team that's fun to watch. Good luck on the road at Oklahoma Christian. It'd be fun to start the season 3-0 in conference play.
Just got to go 1-0 this week.
That's John Trilli, the head basketball coach here at Midwestern State. Thanks for listening to the Stain Gang podcast. I'm Pete Stein. So long.